land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, April 16th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Week from today, 4 o'clock, is the filing deadline for county commissioners. Now, we are still needing a candidate in Presque Isle County. For sure, one, possibly two, and the same one, possibly two in Emmett County. The one that we really need a candidate for is District 2. Belknap, Akiak, and Rogers Township, and a portion of the city of Rogers City, all of the population west of U.S. 23. So if you live in Rogers City and you live west of U.S. 23 or Rogers Township, Akiak Township, Belknap Township, we need a candidate. The other one, District 3, the city of Rogers City, east of 23. That's District 3. So we need two folks for sure. One for sure, two possibly. But we really need the candidates to file before next Tuesday. Over in Emmett County, Resort Township, and Beaver Creek Township. I want to talk to somebody who lives in those areas and explain to them what's expected to be their responsibilities as a county commissioner, what paperwork needs to be filed. And just so you folks in Sheboygan County know, all of your current incumbent county commissioners have filed for re-election. At this point, the only one that's going to be primary challenged, Jonathan Deke, the computer geek, one of our sponsors, has decided to primary challenge John Wallace. All the other county commissioners are running unopposed at this time. How can you patriots in Sheboygan County allow this to happen? It absolutely blows my mind with new leadership in the Republican Party, with Stand Up Michigan chapter formed in that county, that you guys can't find people to run against these incumbents. It's amazing to me. There's all kinds of problems with the sheriff's office. Tim Cook, the current sheriff, is not running for re-election. There's all kinds of problems with undersheriffs and other individuals in Sheboygan County Sheriff's Office, I've been told. I don't know if any of this is factual or not. This is just reports that I've been given. How can a county government be so dysfunctional and not, in my opinion, pro-constitutional, allowed to stand in Sheboygan County? I don't get it. I simply do not get it. If you guys know anybody in Sheboygan outside of John Wallace's district, I need to speak to them as well. So be sure to give them my number. Tell them Trucker Randy would like to talk to them. We can put you in touch with the right people within your county. We can get you the candidate forms, the petitions, just a couple of signatures. Fill out an affidavit of identity, and you're on the ballot. It's that simple. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Couple of text messages during the break. What time what kind of time commitment are we looking at for a county commissioner? Well, it depends on the county. Antrim County right now, we have new commissioners, candidates filing. They're pledging to write new bylaws as soon as they take over. They're going to reduce their two meetings a month down to one. It's going to be at night from 7 to 9 p.m. It will be available online via Zoom meetings, YouTube meetings, and Facebook. And they're going to eliminate one monthly meeting. They're going to save money because they don't have to pay the county commissioners the per diem for coming to two meetings a month. They're only going to do one. Also, they're going to cut back on the number of committees that they have, which will save even more money. Now, I think that needs to happen in Sheboygan. I think it needs to happen in Presque Isle. I think it needs to happen in Emmett County to follow Antrim County's lead. There's a lot of new people running in Antrim County that I firmly believe will get elected and take this county in a new direction, and I think these other counties need to definitely follow their lead. What does the job pay? Well, based on per diems, based on meeting attendance, most counties pay between $7,000 to $10,000 a year. Some pay more, some pay less. It depends. It's not a huge money-making position. It is definitely somebody who wants to serve their community. So give me a call, text me. Be glad to talk it over to you. I will put you in touch with the county party chair, and I will definitely, definitely, definitely work to get you your signs, your business cards, to help you get started, get the campaign off and rolling. We will do this for you. This is a public service I'm offering to any candidate that wants to run for office. Now, I'm stepping up and running for state rep. Vicky's running for county clerk. We're not asking you to do something that we are not willing to do ourselves. Tell me of one other radio show host that is actually running for office in the state of Michigan. Nobody else, to my knowledge, is doing it except me. Yes, I put my money where my mouth is. And we're asking you to do the same. We're not asking you to do anything we're not willing to do. Now, I do want to mention that we have a fresh stock supply of the 9/11/11 rack cards. If you want to impact 1,100 voters in your community, go to our website, acconservatives.org, donate $21. We'll ship you out 100 cards. All you have to do is give these out to 100 people. When you hand it to them, ask them to read the back of the card, the 11 questions. Think about how they want to vote in November as a result of those 11 questions. And then ask them to ask 11 friends, coworkers, neighbors, to read the card as well. That's it. 100 cards, 11 people to think about the upcoming election based on these 11 questions. You could have impact on 1,100 voters in your community. If you'd like a direct link to click on to make the $21 donation, just text me cards. And I'll send it to you. Now, on today's topic, which has been focused on the budget and focused on education. Well, the Senate is back in session. And according to the Senate Appropriations Committee Chairwoman, Sarah Anthony, Democrat from Lansing, they're not going to be following the governor's proposal to spend anticipated dollars meant for the retirement system They're not going to spend anticipated debt payments for public school retirees on other education programs as part of the fiscal year 2025 budget plan presented by the governor. They will be advancing their own ideas. Again, according to the chairwoman, Sarah Anthony, she said that the Senate will be taking, quote, a different approach, end quote, then using the money that should have been spent on pre-funding the retirement obligations of the retirees' health care portion, which is expected to be 100% covered this year. As a result of that story in February and the governor wanting to basically steal the money out of the MPSRS program, eight education groups, including the K-12 Alliance, as well as the Michigan Association of School Superintendents and Administrators, who wrote a letter to lawmakers requesting that they continue the payments, permanently freeze up $500 per pupil in spending for every school in Michigan without raising taxes or cutting other programs. Anthony said, after speaking to the education community, I think we are probably going to take a little bit of a different approach than what the governor was asking for. However, that's where negotiations begin. Between our Senate approach, the governor's approach, and maybe even what they are considering in the House. Well, today, Tuesday, April 16th at 12 noon, after the show, the Senate Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee is scheduled to vote on their recommendations for this upcoming fiscal year 2025 budget. The subcommittee chair is Darren Calamari, Democrat from Trenton. The House bill they're looking at is Senate Bill 751. I've opened the bill. I've looked at it. Governor Whitmer's not going to be happy. Because, again, per that MERS February story, a major component of the governor's executive budget recommendation was rerouting $670 million in expected payments to the MPSRS fund, Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System. Well, here's where the problem is. Currently, the state is required under statute to pay more to MPSRS this year than it did in the previous year, until the unfunded actuary accrued liability fund is fully paid for. They have unfunded retirement liabilities, folks. Laws were passed and signed into law by Governor Rick Snyder that said, we got to fix this problem. For example, heading into Governor Gretchen Whitmer's final term for the fiscal year budget of 2022, MPSRS was evaluated to be unfunded at $35 billion. When it comes to pensions, health care benefits that are not fully funded until 2038. Looking forward, they knew this was a problem and said it had to be addressed. Well, however, the governor's Office of Retirement Services has made the case that the pension for the unfunded mandates could actually be separated from other post-employment benefits, such as their pension money. You're dealing with two separate issues, Governor Whitmer said, dealing with the retirees' health care benefits, which was 126.9% funded as of September 30th of 2023, Very simply, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has requested that the legislature alter the floor provision, making the unfunded liabilities as well as the other funds, other post-employment benefits, the OPEBs, to be separate two pieces of legislation. This would free up money that would have exclusively gone to the other post-employment benefits. This could then in turn be used for the unfunded liabilities to be fully funded. Well, it's a very interesting statement because Senator Anthony said, I trust that the governor and her team did some significant research and vetted her proposals. So it's going to be part of the mix and part of the conversations as we move forward in negotiating the final budget proposal. So I will say nothing is dead on arrival, but I believe that the Senate may have a slightly different interpretation and approach. And part of our charge is to listen to the voices of our Republican colleagues who have spoken out about their perspectives on the treatment of these accounts. Interesting statement by Anthony. Why? Because they only hold a two-seat majority in the Senate. 38 state senators, 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans. So they can ram through whatever they want. But here's the problem. When they pass it in the Senate, they do it different than in the House. They have to take a roll call vote on the board for immediate effect. If they can't get six Republicans to join the 20 Democrats to get to a 26 out of 38 majority to vote for immediate effect, then whatever they discuss isn't going to go in effect on October 1st when the budget starts. If they don't get immediate effect, folks, they have to wait until 90 days after the legislative session ends this year, which would not put it into effect until February, possibly March of next year. The fiscal calendar is September 30th at midnight. This current budget expires. They have to have their new end of year 2025 budget ready to go at midnight on October 1st. If they don't appease six state Republican senators to vote for immediate effect, the whole thing blows up. They don't have the money to balance the budget per this plan. That's why Anthony specifically says a part of our charge is listen to the voices of our Republican colleagues in the Senate who have spoken out about their perspectives on these plans. Shortly after the news broke back in February, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, the Republican from Lawton, said very specifically, and this is kind of interesting, this is why Anthony's bringing it up, we do not support the governor's proposals. Raiding the state teachers' pension fund to play shell games with tax dollars because of short-term political ambitions. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by the Michigan